It is Free Radio. I'm Adam Wilborn. Very pleased to welcome tonight Lunch Money Lewis. Hello.
How you doing, man?
The man who makes me very chuffed to just wander around in the daytime wearing a dressing gown. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yes, I'm good, man. Good to be here.
So I've got to start off by asking you about your name, because it's one of the coolest names in music. I love mentioning you. Where did the name come from, then? Is there a story behind this?
A good friend of mine, Salam Remy, he's like a mentor to me. He called me Lunch Money one day, and then a lot of people started calling me Lunch, and it kind of just followed me, man, stuck with me. And Lewis is my last name, so I just put it together.
It makes a
lot
of sense.
Lunch Money Lewis, yeah.
Lunch Money Wilborn, I like that. I might have to steal that, to be honest. A few people might not know this, but you are from a musical family, aren't you? Your dad and uncle were in the band Inner Circle, who did Bad Boys.
Bad boys, bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Yeah, my dad is the bass player, my uncle is the guitar player, and my dad wrote and produced it, yep.
That's amazing. Yeah. So is that sort of the thing that inspired you growing up to get into music?
Yeah, man, definitely going to live shows and seeing them play and work on music was like my first experience of seeing music, and then, it inspired me, man. It caught the bug really young, and I gotta figure this out, you know?
And you have had an amazing reaction ever since you sort of got into the industry, and especially with this song. It's just everywhere at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, man, it's been getting received well, man. I'm glad people like it and having fun with it and enjoying it, man. It's a good time.
And it's not just here and in America. It's been number one in Australia and things like that. It must be so nice to see so many different fans loving your music.
Yeah, man. It's been crazy. I feel blessed, man. A good experience, and I'm glad, you know, everyone's enjoying the song and relating to it. It's really cool.
And you started off, you did it certainly for a while in the industry. You were writing music for some amazing names. I mean, just recently, P. Diddy, Nicki Minaj, Jesse J. What's that been like?
Man, it's cool, man. I've been, you know, fortunate enough to be able to write songs, and people like them, and, you know, people take them and collaborate with me on stuff. And, yeah, it's been good, man. I still do it, and I enjoy it a lot, and I still do songwriting and production and still do my stuff at the same time, so it's cool.
It must be a very busy schedule for you, because
but I love it, man. You know, it's dope.
It's just an amazing story behind all of this, and I mean, you look at the story behind Bills. Is it right that you wrote this song in about 30 minutes?
Yeah, man, it was one of those songs, man, that just kind of wrote itself. And, you know, when Ricky Reed, who produced it, of Wallpaper, he produced the beat and he played it for me, played the beat in the studio. And I was like, man, that's crazy. And, you know, I got bills, I got to pay. It was like the first line that came out of my mouth. And we caught a good vibe, and I went in the booth and I just started throwing flows against the wall. And my boy Cash and Ricky were all just having so much fun. And, you know, it just kind of came together like that.
Is it just one of those things of just, I suppose, everyone can relate to it almost?
Yeah, man. When I was writing it and working on it, I really was just talking about myself at the time, you know. And then, you know, the song came out months later and stuff, and I saw people making Instagram videos at work and stuff, I realized, you know, I know how, you know, everyone got bills, man. We all got stuff we go through, and it was cool to see everybody's reacting to it.
It's amazing to see how many people relate to it, and I certainly think that a lot of people can tell that they've all done that thing that they just have to do to get the money together. I was talking about this recently, and I got someone on who was a bird poo tester. What she did was she checked the poo of some birds that were living like this near this like nuclear plant almost, before, in case they went like, I don't know, superhero birds or something like
yeah,
that.
That's crazy. I mean, man, whatever you got to do to, you know, take care of yourself and your family, man, sometimes you got to, you know, you got some stuff going on.
It certainly sounds like you're just...
You're messed in some ish, literally. Yeah.
Have you ever had to do any sort of different jobs, or know people that have, or has it just always been the music industry for you?
Oh, man. Like, you know, coming up, I'd make, you know, CDs for people, and I would always hustle with music. And, you know, me and my friends, we did all type of crazy stuff to get money, man, and acquire, you know, funds and stuff like that. But, yeah, I've had, you know, so many people in the world, man, work different jobs, and we all have different hustles, but we all can relate that we have to, you know, pay bills. So it's really cool.
Definitely. I think I read somewhere about you and your mates starting up this sort of like little local band and then doing this very, very American song that picked up.
Yeah, man, we had my boy to this day, Zerk, and a couple of my friends, we just, you know, did a song about, you know, the, unfortunately 9/11 that happened, and we started performing it at talent shows, and, you know, just young, running around the city trying to get our music together, vibes, man, it was cool.
It's not. I think it's just something that everyone can relate to. Just getting stuff together with your boys, and then maybe looking back a few years later, going, "Oh, we looked a bit of a state."
Yeah,
that,
like, but what were we thinking? Nah, but it was fun, man, and it was definitely something to look back and see where we're at now. And be real cool.
And you are doing amazingly well now, as we've mentioned.
Thank you, man.
And so I'm getting some amazing support from all sorts of people on Twitter. I mean, just recently, Meghan Trainor and Liam from One Direction tweeting about your song. That must be so nice to hear other people in the industry supporting you.
Yeah, man, it's been cool to see other artists that, you know, make good music and support, you know, music. And it's cool when your peers and, you know, people who, you know, also are talented like the music. It's fun to see, man. And shout out to them for supporting and stuff, you know.
And we've mentioned before about you writing for pop stars and working with other people. Is there any collaborations, I mean, even with like British artists that you would love to do in the future?
Oh, man, yeah. There's so many talented people in the UK, man. I'm, you know, I was saying the other day, you know, Ed Sheeran's a dope songwriter. I'm sure he doesn't need my help. He has a really good pen, man. And but, you know, I admire his music. He's dope. And yeah, anybody else, man, who's, you know, who wants to work, and rappers and singer, whoever, it's like, you know, I'm here, so let's do it.
I certainly think your voice with Ed Sheeran would sound absolutely amazing.
It'll be dope.
Let's get it sorted. And with this Liam from One Direction tweeting about your music, the 1D boys, I mean, they must be on your radar being an American. So would that be something that could possibly be in the future?
Yeah, man. You never know, man. I met Liam and, you know, Louie, and they're really cool. And, you know, they're talented dudes, man. I'd love to do some stuff. You know, we'll see.
That would be very exciting. That would be amazing. So where did you bump into Liam and Louie then?
I mean, we just have mutual friends and, you know, music stuff and, you know, just studios and, you know, us, everybody working, and they're working on a new album. So, yeah, it was really cool, man. You know, the cool young guys, they're huge, man. You know, they're on another level. So it was cool to just, you know, share stories and talk about music and stuff.
In that sort of a scenario, I, you know, it's people like me can't really understand that, being, you know, not being a pop star and not just being in the same studio as someone next door. Who approaches who in that sort of situation? How does that come together? Or is it just sort of both in the tea room making a cup of tea in between singing or something?
Man, it's sometimes it's just natural. I think when people got respect for each other, you know, first, like, just meeting each other and you're cool, and then musically, you know, you could talk music, and, you know, it just turns into being cool, and, you know, it just turns into this good conversation and talking about music and sharing experiences and songs you like, and we like, you know, it's like gradual stuff. So it's easy, man. It's just, there's people, everybody's normal people too, so it's fun.
Glad to hear it. And Lunch Money Direction, possibly a thing for the future. Keep an eye out for that.
Yep.
Lunch Money, it has been lovely chatting to you tonight. Thank you so much for chatting to Free Radio.
Thank you, man.
And your single is amazing. It's everywhere. Hopefully it'll go to number one on Sunday, and we are going to stick it on Free Radio right now. Do you want to introduce it?
Let's do it. Yo, yo, this is Lunch Money Lewis, and this is my single, Bills, right here, right now on Free Radio. Yeah.